Good morning. You're listening to Ben and Josh, the morning after. How do we introduce such a guest?
We're talking to Malcolm Riddick. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
No worries.
Talking all things now, here, this. It's Urgent Sound, Adventurous Music, Deep Listening from the 10th to 12th. So it's very much coming up. What can we expect from this Otatahi experience?
It's a 3-day improvised music festival. We've got 6 visiting artists being flown in by Audio Foundation out in Auckland. Big thanks to Jeff Henderson and crew there, and CNZ Funding. So those 6 artists are coming in, and they're going to be teamed up with about 23 locals.
Cool.
There's 18 sets over 3 evenings and 1 Saturday afternoon matinee.
Cool.
Nice.
It's a big mix of different styles of music, different genres, people that have been, especially in Christchurch, who've been part of the improvised experimental music scene for quite some time, and some new arrivals as well, which is cool.
Awesome. And how did you get involved with this festival to start with?
There's a nice scene in Christchurch which I got involved with in when I came here in 2011. The Borderline Ballroom's been doing this kind of stuff since 2007. We incorporated as the Cantabrian Society of Sonic Artists in 2013. Ran the Oracle Sonic Arts Gallery in New Regent Street in the city once the barricades came up in 2013.
Yes.
And just we've got a nice community of people who are interested in the left of centre side of music and sonic arts and sound art in general.
Totally.
So we've developed that. A lot of these people I know from that sort of scene. And people like Ruben Derrick, for instance, who's jazz-trained saxophonist, and he was running the Party of Special Things to Do for quite some time. He did it all the way through the Oracle, and then the last few years since. And he's had a big part in the Christchurch side of this, the organisation. James Robinson's Thursday Noise Situation, a big shout-out to as well.
Fantastic.
Quite a few people from his programs.
Very cool. How would you, I guess, describe this, style? I mean, it's lots of different genres, but it's all kind of unified under the left of center, more kind of experimental. How would you, I guess, explain the type of music people are going to hear to someone who maybe, doesn't really venture out into the more adventurous?
Myself, I would call it non-genre specific experimental music. But I mean, that doesn't really say a lot, because we've got classically trained and jazz trained musicians from the conservatorium. We've got people like Omit, Clinton Williams, and K Group, Paul Tui, who've been doing experimental electronic stuff since for decades. And they're coming in. We've got people like myself. I come out of industrial ambient noise explorations in the 90s. And it's just a big eclectic mess, basically. It's a large stew. And we put a whole bunch of artists into the pot, group them up, and just see what comes out.
Cool. You describe yourself as an experimental electroacoustic musician on your Twitter, which, let me follow you. What is the difference between experimental and improvised music and music that is otherwise not, for people that don't know?
So experimental comes from John Cage, and it's indeterminate with respect to the performance. So you can have a really composed kind of idea of what you want to do, really structured, but when it comes to actually performing the sounds, they're unique at the moment that you perform them. I like ensemble work, working with other people, because then the indeterminacy comes with how you react to one another in that moment, as opposed to, say, playing a set pattern piece, a song, or notated scored music if you're, more classically minded. So, and with this improvised festival, what we're doing is putting people together who haven't played before. So some people talk beforehand, others prefer not to. So it's literally what happens in that moment. And that is what Now Hear This, the festival's all about, and has been for quite some time in Auckland, where it's run annually.
Mm. Ah, oh, very cool. See, now the name makes sense. Now hear this, because truly, you'll be hearing it now and then. Yes,
that's very much it. In the moment.
Yep. There you go. Wow, fantastic.
Very cool.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Gosh, do you want to quickly talk to the Otatahi music scene at large? Mm. So many cool people to champion, so many fantastic venues to champion as well.
Yeah.
Yes, beyond just this fantastic festival. So so many people that we haven't had the time to shout out.
Mm. So our visiting artists coming through, Omet and K Group, Clinton Williams and Paul Tui. We've got Sewage, Roe Rush and Green from Auckland, and Gabriel Griffin, Dunedin, sort of coming together.
Cool.
That's saxophone, guitar, vocals and drums. We've got Crone from Wellington, Lucy Reed and Emily Berryman. They do like deep club, sort of dark wave kind of stuff.
Nice,
they'll be closing
nice.
The festival out on the Saturday night, mm-hmm. which should be fun. We've got people, we've got Anita Clark, you might know as Motti.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She'll be teaming up with various people. Bruce Russell of Dead Sea fame mm-hmm. is in the house. Ruben, I mentioned. There's 23 of us, so there's a lot to go through.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, would you say that? I mean, you know, you said you've kind of been around since the 90s doing stuff.
Mm.
Would you say that the scene at the moment in Christchurch, or I guess in the nation as a whole, is better with this kind of stuff? Has more artists in the more experimental realm now, or was it popping back then and we're trying to build back up to it?
I think these scenes, you find them everywhere, in every city, and there's just people interested in doing something different from what they might be doing in more contemporary music kind of styles.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's about the network and how you communicate and the performance opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And those opportunities keep bubbling along in Christchurch. Audio Foundation keeps things going in Auckland and in the national network as well, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, here or Sydney or Melbourne, it's kind of the same sort of deal.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio, Malcolm. Now hear this, Otatahi, 10th to 12th of June. So that's this weekend. Make sure you head on down to Space Academy. It's sure to be a great time. Urgent sound, adventurous music, deep listening. Again, thank you so much, Malcolm.
Great, thank you.